Briarwood Christian out of Birmingham, Alabama, won this year's National High School Bassmaster Fishing Championship. The school claimed its third straight national title. Tucker Smith and Briarwood teammate Hayden Marbutt brought in a total of over 47 pounds during the three-day tournament at Kentucky Lake. The duo earned over $5,000 in scholarship money, and Smith is going to use his at Auburn. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Tucker Smith now is a freshman at in-state school Auburn, but he's here to talk about the high school title on Sports and Commentary. Tucker, welcome to the show. Tell us about winning the National High School Bass Fishing Tournament for Briarwood, will you?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've been truly blessed with being able to fish in high school competitively, and now I'm at Auburn, but we've gotten super blessed the past 3 years and been able to win the national championship, which is really unheard of anywhere. And to be able to do it for 3 years straight is really insane, especially this year. It was a lot different. The weather was completely different this year. It was in October, and the last 2 years it was in August. So it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, so let's have you break it down for us, this three-day tournament at Kentucky Lake for the national title. How did it go? Walk us through that.
Yes, sir. The tournament was a three-day tournament, best five fish for 3 days. Day one, it was perfect weather, slick, calm, not much wind, and it was, in the 70s, so it was good conditions. And we went out there, and I think it was our fourth spot. We pulled up in five casts. We caught 22 pounds, which was the biggest bag of the tournament, and we also caught the biggest bass of the tournament on that day. So we really had a good lead going into the second day, and then the second day the wind picked up a little bit, and we had to, fish a little bit harder and pick apart a few more places that we had in practice. And we ended up catching 17.5 the second day. And then the third day, it was super windy, four-foot waves. They were pulling 40,000 out of the dam, and then there was 25-mile-per-hour wind, so it was sending them straight up. And we had to fish through that wind and rain, and it was honestly in the mid-30s that day, which was pretty tough. And we ended up catching two for 8 pounds, or right under 8 pounds. So we had two good ones, 2 4-pounders, and we ended up winning by 10 pounds that last day. So
Impressive. So like you said, you've been a student at Auburn since September, but you get a chance to compete in the national high school finals before that. How does that work, Tucker?
Yes, sir. So because of COVID, we usually have the tournament in August, and this year it was postponed to October due to the virus, so we ended up having to fish it this time of year, which was we weren't super happy with it being a different time of year, because we've caught them in August, but we ended up figuring out how to catch them this year, and ended up catching them again, so I was happy about that.
All right, Briarwood Christian, describe your school there in your hometown of Birmingham, will you?
It's a great school. I've got two people, Coach Gossett and Coach Matthews. They've been great mentors while I've been down there. It's an amazing Christian school. It's where I've gone to school my whole life, and I've just grown up at that school and learned everything from there, and it's really an incredible place, honestly.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It is incredible. How many students at Briarwood?
It's about 500 kids, so it's really not that big of a school. Mm-hmm. They're all really good kids, and actually, eighth grade, I broke my leg in football, and that really started my fishing career. Everybody was super supportive through that process, and I picked up fishing after that, and I was really into baseball and football before that. But once that happened, God really opened up a new path in my life to fish, and I started fishing competitively, and started doing some good in some tournaments. So that really was a door opener.
Interesting. So that injury, football injury, really opened up competitive fishing for you then, huh?
Yes, sir, it did for sure. I was down for about half a year, and I was in a wheelchair for like 3 months. So it really gave me some time to step back and, take a look at everything and see it from a different perspective. And it really just opened my eyes and got me into fishing, honestly, even more.
Yeah, so did you grow up with a fishing pole in your hands?
Yes, sir. I've grown up fishing. My uncle and grandfather really got me into it at a young age. And it's all I've really done. I used to play sports like baseball and football, but I always loved bass fishing. That was one of the things that I was always happy about doing. I mean, I liked baseball and football, but, I mean, didn't really look forward to the practices and all that. But when I go fishing, I'm, like, all for it. Like, I go every weekend, anytime that I can, especially now that we're doing classes online. I'm going like every single day that I can and enjoying it.
I bet. All right, Tucker Smith, Briarwood Christian High, national champion in bass fishing this year, and now a student at Auburn in the SEC. And this is a competitive sport. Auburn's got a fishing team. I think we'll talk about that when we come back. We're out of time for today's show. And maybe some secrets. Would love to pick up some secrets to being a good fisherman that you've learned. And have you share about Jesus in your life, the impact your faith has made in your life, too. Tucker Smith, thank you for being here. And we'll get together on our next show, all right?
Yes, sir. That'd be awesome.